button. There's the yellow button.
We're live. Says
we're live.
What embargo?
Yes, we are.
Episode 25. We don't speak no Spanglish.
No.
25.
You know, it's funny, actually. Speaking of Spanglish, I'm learning all about Spanglish right now. It's rather interesting.
What did you learn it? Edumacate.
We're learning how to educate children who are English language learners. And so there's a lot that goes into the science behind teaching them. And the funny thing is we do it all wrong, even though we have a legislated right. That's how stupid our country is. But it's a whole other story. But Spanglish is the whole Spanglish thing came up. It's really interesting. It's really interesting because what can happen is they end up losing their own language and then not learning our language. And it's just a big cluster F, you know what I mean? Just a big mess. Whole education system is just a big mess, but that's a whole other story. Anyways.
Totally. I mean, but you're right.
That's not what we're here to talk about. That's not what we're here to talk about.
We're talking about
tobacco.
With tobaccos and habanos, and in particular, even though you're not smoking one,
I'm not smoking one. I am smoking a Bolivar Benelux that you sent me. It's a big old monster Rodolfo.
Rodolfo. The guy was the man.
Mm-hmm.
Rodolfo's a good guy. But yeah, I'm smoking the, like what I like to call the Anijados.
Anijados, dude.
Anijados.
Smoking Anijedi, bro.
Smoking Anijedi. Yeah, exactly. But the Monte Cristo offering. But we're going to talk about them both. Well, what do you think of that Bolivar Benelux?
I think this Bolivar is fantastic. I do think it needs a little time. It's probably because it's so stinking big. You know what I mean? I don't know what year release this was, but 13? Okay, yeah. It needs age. It definitely needs. It's not bad by any means. I mean, it's not. It's just a little light. I think it'll be in comparison to another Bolivar that will go unnamed that I had recently. It was really good. It's not as soft and refined yet. And I think it'll just take a little time to even out, probably due to the size. So.
That's a good stick. It's a good stick. I'm digging it. You know, I reviewed it 2 weeks ago, but that
I know it Vegas, actually got a lot of hits.
Vegas Rabina, that Maestros from España.
Yeah.
Holy crap! What an amazing, amazing cigar.
Yeah. No, I know, and it's funny because I saw some moron today saying that it was a complete dud, and that's why it's still around. And I was just kind of like, that's retarded because everybody who's smoking them right now knows they're fantastic. And really, at the end of the day, a regional is just like anything else. I mean, I think the tobacco's aged a year longer than a standard release, but at the end of the day, it still needs time. And if you give it time for what it is, you know, it's ridiculous. Right now, it's ridiculous. It's amazing. Like, maybe in 2008, it wasn't very good, but most Vegas Rabana is not. I mean, all Vegas Rabana, in my opinion, suck for the first like 2 to 3 years. It's only after they really hit the 4 to 5, 6 year mark before they open up, because they have so much going on. You know what I mean? That's just market as a whole, in my opinion.
Well, it's a great size.
If you want to see what happens when Cuban tobacco ages, buy a box of Rabanas, any of them, and sit on them and smoke one every 6 months. And by the time you're done in, 10 years or however long, 12 years, you will see how much that changes. It's insane. Insane. So, yeah, but that's a whole other story.
It's a brand that ages really well. Interesting.
We'll go off on regionals another day. Speaking of some Rabana, I have some really, really cool fakes to go over today that were circulated recently.
Really?
And, stuff that you do not normally see circulated as fake. And what's interesting is there are some Rabana in there. And it just kind of caught my – something caught my attention the other day. Somebody had posted a picture of a Vegas Urbana, and somebody called it the HR, referred to it as the HR. And I was, you know, I was like, no, that's actually totally different, you know?
Yeah.
No big deal, but it makes me wonder now, you know, Vegas Urbana had always kind of flown under the radar. Or was it really an extremely popular state? And maybe now that HR is big and the HR band basically looks exactly like that band, maybe now people are going to start faking the Vegas Urbanas because of the HR, because of the success of the HR, you know?
I wouldn't be surprised, you know, go up, piggyback off the name.
It'd be interesting. It's just a thought, honestly. It was just a thought in an observation and something that I saw on a forum post. You know,
that it is interesting that that's a band they fake, because it's not one of those brands that, you know, it's like faking a Kate Orsay. Why?
Oh yeah, I had a fake, you know, and I deleted it off my phone. Somebody was telling me like they've never seen a fake Kwai, and then like a week later one popped up. I saw one pop up and I was like, oh, there's a fake Kwai. Like, why would you make a fake Kwai Orsay? But they exist. I should have saved it just to keep it as like my profile picture. Yeah, to piss off Guy.
Piss off Guy. That's kind of,
I wonder if fake Kwais would probably, that might be something to actually piss off the French enough to go to war. You know, who knows? Who the fuck would
I don't think the French would ever go to war about it, man. Nothing against the French.
Well, they'd be mad, though. I'd be upset.
Oh, yeah, they'd be pissed. But, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't be too worried about it, people. So don't worry about France attacking it. You're going to be okay.
Yeah. I don't know why, but for some reason, when I'm on this show, I smoke extremely fast. Like, a Rodolfo should last you at least 2 hours. And I lit this up at like 5:10, like 10 after, when I was getting ready, you know, making sure everything was ready for the show. And I'm freaking powered through like half of this thing already. It's ridiculous.
You just roll with it. That happens sometimes. Yeah. Let's talk about Enyados. What the hell was Enyados thinking? What are they doing? You want to talk about the concept or the story, the romance, the sugar cookie aspect of it? Or do you want me to do it?
No, I think that we've talked about the concept in past shows. Obviously, this show is dedicated about it, so it's just kind of relive what my thoughts were. I thought it was very forward thinking of them, you know, kind of seeing how much people aged Habanos and thinking, okay, well, maybe we should age some before we actually send them out for once, which is kind of the opposite of everything they've done forever. And so they, you know, I think it was a good idea, and I think they had good intentions. And really, when you think about it, you know, when you buy a premium Nicaraguan or Dominican cigar with aged tobacco, you know, like the Padrones of the world, the HRs, the Davidoffs and Opuses, you pay a premium because they've aged those cigars for so long, or they've aged the tobacco, you know, for so long before they roll it. And so I think that's kind of what they were thinking with this whole thing. Unfortunately, my experience has been crap with them. So,
I'm a little disappointed.
What's interesting is the Romeo is so strong, and they were 2008 boxes. So they're 7 years on them, you know, 6 years, and they're still strong. It's funny, because I knew when I smoked it, I was like, a bunch of Americans are going to dig this blend. You know, and some of my buddies here that like, you know, spicier stuff, the tattoos and whatnot, they freaking love it. They're like all about it. To me, you know, when I smoked it, it didn't taste like an aged cigar. It didn't taste like a 7-year-old Habanos. It tasted like a Habanos that was rolled so damn strong 7 years ago that it still needs another 7 years of age, you know, to open up and refine. And
man down. Brother Catfish. He'd be gone. Let's see how long it takes him. We're going to wait for him. But while we wait, because he's going to interrupt at me in probably about 3 seconds when he pops back in. The we'll talk about the concepts of this, and it's as Catfish has said, these are Monte Cristos and Romeos that are blended in. You back?
Yeah, sorry, I was talking too.
You were talking. I was like, oh, here we go. He'll interrupt me. So perfect. Continue on. You were talking about blended too strong or too young.
There we go. The ATF is flying above me. That's why.
They're like getting closer and closer to you.
I know they are. They're all over it. Anyways, I was talking about, I don't know, did I come through on talking about the Romeo that was so terrible that I had? Terrible looking?
No, you talked about how it was very strong and it was very close to Tatuaje. Well, the Tatuaje guys loved it, and that they just were almost blended super strong and they need another 7 years of aging.
Yeah, in the box, at the bottom of the box, in the bottom row of the box, there was a cigar with this, and the wrapper was like so green it was black in some spots. I mean, it was gross. It's the grossest thing I've ever seen. I put the picture of that in my review because to me it's like, here you guys planned out, you know, we're going to make this blend and age it and charge a bunch of money for it, and you let something like that slide.
That's Kubi tobacco. That's Habanos. You know, in terms of quality control, in terms of what they put in the box, sometimes it's pretty poor. I've had plenty of experiences where that's the case. I need to go back and look at the photo, but look up the Romeo Piramides review and we can look at that photo. Catfish, you're back. ATF, gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Who knows?
I don't know what that was.
You were talking about ugly cigar.
Yeah, so the cigar was ugly. Anyways, that pissed me off because that's terrible quality control. And then the Monte Cristo Anahata that I had a huge freaking stem in it.
Really?
Like, I mean, it was a beast. And so it basically, it had a terrible draw. And had I not been smoking it for this, I would have just pitched it.
Yeah.
To be completely honest. I mean, it was terrible.
That's bad. I'm looking at this photo of that Romeo.
Yeah, share it.
That's awful. That's awful, man. I'll tweet this. Man, gosh, that's terrible. I'd be pissed as hell.
Yeah. It was disgusting. In all honesty.
I'll tell you one thing. When I go down to my local LCDH, of my complaints. Just to be honest. Well, that sucks about your stem. I haven't had the problem in the ones I smoked. I sent one to a Daddy Dita up in Massachusetts, that fucking Boston fan who didn't make the playoffs. So hopefully he gets a stem in it.
What did he think? Or has he smoked it yet?
I don't think he smoked it yet. He hasn't shared his thoughts with it yet.
Interesting.
But, I mean, overall, though, I mean, you know, my smoking them, I'm like you. It's like, wow, these – no way. Like, really? This is 7 years old? You kidding me?
Yeah. No, it didn't taste 7 years old at all.
No, so
that makes me think that they tweaked the blends.
They had to because, for example, I'm smoking this. I smoked that Vegas Pro Baena from 07 at Maestro's last week. There's a seven-year-old cigar. Well, a little bit older than that. Class example. That smoked like an aged cigar. This does not smoke like an aged cigar. At least they put the old Monte Cristo bands on it. It would have been historical if they didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I honestly, it was just kind of like, at first I was like, oh, this will be a cool show to do because it's a new release. And then after I smoked it, I was like, this sucks. And I pitched it out. I want to say like an inch and a half left. And I'm like, I just want to go on the show and say, we suck. I don't want to talk about this shit. To be completely honest,
it's disappointing.
To be completely fair, I think people who like spicier cigars are enjoying the Romeo. People who like creamier cigars tend to be enjoying the Monte Cristo. I have heard nothing but good feedback on the Monte Cristo, so I'll smoke the other one. You know, or maybe I'll give it away to somebody who's freaking out to try it out. I don't know. I mean, it just wasn't that big of a deal. Both of them, I had such big letdowns that it was kind of like, it made me feel like I was smoking, you know, non-Cuban cigars.
It was, I was tweeting with an individual, and I like how he worded it. And he says, the whole program is a cute way to make money. And I'll tell you one thing. They made money. They're making money off these babies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a shame, too. It's a shame because I love the Churchill side. And I really enjoy the Monte Cristo. And how awesome would it have been to get a really great Monte Cristo flavor profile Churchill with 7 years of age on it?
Yeah, that would have been ridiculous. And honestly, I totally agree. And I think most people who smoke them also kind of say the same thing. And they're like, you know, why didn't they just like age some Edmundos and release them as aged stock, you know, or something like that? Because, dude, if you got some Edmundos or Petit Edmundos with
years on them. Exactly. It's you know, it's like some 2007 Romeo Churchills.
Oh God, that would be ridiculous. Yeah, I would gladly pay 17, 18 bucks a pop for aged Romeo Churchills, dude. Easy. Yeah. Those are so ridiculous.
I would rather smoke a Quai d'Orsay Imperial at its openings.
Wow.
You can quote me on that.
Wow. It's right just, now, Ski is in France just smiling, going, yeah!
Pop it open, some Dom Perignon or maybe some Romani Conti, whatever it is. But it's, you know, at least that has a quality which is what is known with the brand. It probably has some age on it. It would be what it is. This is just, it's not even, you're right, disappointment. I think it'll age. I think it can age. I hope it does.
Yeah, I didn't get enough out of the Monte to give a good feedback on it. I mean, I was like shoving my freaking draw poker through it, you know, and just freaking digging that thing out to try and get anything out of it. And I got nothing out of it. So I was just pissed by the end of it.
I mean, you shouldn't have, first of all, with these, you should pay more attention to the quality.
Oh, absolutely.
Than you usually do. And second of all, you shouldn't have to age these. It makes me think of, you know, I did an interview with George Padron. Anytime you hear the Padrons talk about stuff, they talk about how the tobacco they have is aged. So when they roll a cigar, it's ready to be smoked. It's ready. You don't need to do anything. You open up the box, boom, smoke, done. You know, don't age them, just smoke them. And, you know, while Habanos doesn't really age the tobacco, it should be an aged Habanos. And it's not.
No, neither of them are, really, in my opinion. And it was funny because I was with a buddy of mine, an old buddy of mine who knows us, who are kids, and we try and get together every few months and have a cigar, drink a couple, you know, good beers or whatnot, and catch up. And anyways, he doesn't smoke cigars all the time, but, you know, he likes to occasionally. Him and his dad always have. So I brought some Monte 2s, fresh Monte 2s, because I had heard that this box code that I had was smoking really well from April 2014. And I smoked it, and I'm just sitting there smoking this fresh Monte Cristo number 2, April 2014. They're getting mass-produced after being, you know, rated number 1. So there's no QC, no quality control. And I'm sitting there smoking this thing going, this tastes better than the Añejados from start to finish. Yeah. It was a better cigar. So to me, it's like, why would I invest all that money in an Añejado when this Monte 2 right here is freaking smoking like a legend? You know, I mean, it pissed me off. That made me even more mad when I a fresh Monte 2 that doesn't even have a year of age on it, or right around a year of age, is smoking better than a 7-year-old Añejado, you know?
It's like, I'd be more pissed off if like a fresh Cohiba smoked better.
Mm-hmm.
That's, and you know, it's like you were smoking those single fours, and then you know, Daddy Dita was like, hey, these Robustos are smoking great. And then you have everybody basically saying all these fresh ones are top notch.
Yeah, no.
And then you have these, which are like, what the hell? What were you guys doing?
Yeah, it really, it honestly makes me think that they changed the blending style to compensate for the age and got it wrong.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Which makes me wonder if they were smoking them, you know, through the years and kind of like, okay, after 4 years, let's smoke them and see where they're at. Okay, after 5 years, let's see where they're at. Let's 6 years, let's see where they're at. And, you know,
so they're like, just, shit, they're not going anywhere. Might as well release them.
Yeah, because I have to wonder, like, I have to wonder if they're going to do any more Anahatos releases. If they have any more planned, you know what I mean? That would be a great question to find out from somebody, you know, locked into Habanos SA to see if they have any more plan, because
they were pushing them hard at the show. I mean, from what I heard at the festival, it was really pushing them hard, which, you know, they had already been out. I mean, the Monte Cristos were slowly trickling their ways into across the world, but they'd already been released, and now you're really pushing on them. It's almost as if, you know, that's your opportunity to push on what you haven't released yet.
Yeah, and I mean, really, you know, the when you think about, for instance, the Robusto Supremo, did that need any push? Nope. That blew doors down. You know, immediately just was on fire. You know, and granted, it's Cohiba, but
still, this is a Monte Cristo. The Monte Cristo Churchill. You shouldn't have to push it.
And Romeo is a pretty damn big brand worldwide, so. Mm-hmm.
It's two really big brands with two popular sizes, and the fact that it's got, you know, aged tobacco, you shouldn't have to spend any time on it.
Nope. Shoot, I'm dead again. I'm gone again. Google, you suck.
Monte Cristo, either way, you won't be disappointed. Gosh, what else can we talk about?
Sorry, I had to disappear for a second.
Catfish has disappeared.
Dealing with the ATM. Quick teaser.
He's back. There he is. I told people don't buy him.
Yeah, no. If you asked me, I'd say don't buy him.
No buy.
I should take that back. Don't buy the Monte Cristo. You are better off finding there are places, there are LCDHs and Habano specialists worldwide in different countries and whatnot that have aged stock. And you can get, you know, say an aged box of Edmundos or Petit Edmundos for 300 euro or something like that, or 350 euro or you know, something comparable in price. And hands down, there's no comparison. I would gladly pay, you know, 400 US dollars for a box of aged Edmundos or Petit Edmundos than before I buy Anahatos. I mean, there's no way. There's no way in hell.
Absolutely.
No way in hell I would buy that.
I buy regular production or aged Cohiba Maduros over this.
Ooh, that's brutal, dude. That's brutal.
That's below mean. The belt. That's just below the belt.
That is mean. And what I was going to say is the one thing that I will recommend is the Romeo. I would definitely recommend that to people who like forward body smokes, because guys that I know, like my buddy Salem and Jeff, they're, you know, they like some of the forward body smokes. They smoke 5 cigars a day, you know, and they smoke a lot of Tatuée non-Cuban stuff constantly, and smoke a lot of Cubans as well. So in that regard, you know, those guys, when they smoke the Romeo hits them with a good solid punch. And so they're stoked. I mean, it's got kind of that that heft. It's very reminiscent of the Regis Exclusivo USA, the Red Band stuff. You know, yeah. If I kind of had to put it in a perspective of comparing it, like that's what I would kind of compare it to in flavor profile wise. So if you can score them for, you know, $17 a stick, yeah, I think they're pretty good. And I think the Romeo would age well. I think the Romeo has legs for another 10 years, easy. So it really could, the Romeo really could turn into a classic blend, you know, and have a ton of aging potential 4 or 5 years from now. The Monte, whatever, dude.
Very nice.
I mean, you can buy a box of Petit Edmundo's, a box of Edmundo's, and a box of Monte Fives for the same price.
Oh yeah,
and be way happier.
Absolutely, yeah. It's just, yeah, it's disappointing. The best way to put it.
So, should we go over some crazy fakes?
Yeah, show the crazy fakes.
Okay. So recently, which I haven't really done too much fake stuff lately, because it's just all the typical crap. I did have a really interesting one that was very controversial recently, and I stand behind what I said on it, but that's a whole other story. These were passed, and what I'll tell people is this: if I give you a recommendation, a lot of times when you see these for sale threads in online, and people are buying stuff. You know, a lot of people try and buy cigars in the gray market, underground forums and whatnot. And when you do that, if you don't know who the person is, you're opening yourself up for a world of pain. And unfortunately, people use photographs that are, which I should add that. Let me add that, this last photograph real quick to give it a good idea. So people will post a photograph of something, and you can't really tell. I mean, it's nearly impossible to tell that something is not legit or fake when they post a photograph, and it's like, you know, it's not zoomed in. You can't tell what's going on. And unfortunately, some of these guys that are out there, you know, dealing with fakes, they do a real good job, you know, they do a real good job of selling them. So here is, start the screen share. Boom. I'm going to have to work backwards. Okay. So you can see my screen share right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you see it all now?
Yep. Man, look at those tips.
So the little screen isn't in the way anymore. You can see the whole thing.
Move your. There you go. Perfect.
Okay. So here is like an example of a for sale thread picture, right? And when you look at it, you see, you know, a decent looking Monte band, some what looks like some old Sir Winston's, an old Esplendido, the Heke 56 and some Robana Unicos, you know, and right off the bat, if you're
look at those bands of the Vegas.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing is if you're looking at that, this isn't something that would immediately, you know, fire it off as, oh, these are fakes. Now to somebody like me, or maybe you who has really had a lot of experience with torpedoes, you know, the first thing that I would look at without getting into detail is how pointy these tips are. You know, when you look at the tips of these cigars.
Those are Perdomo tips, man.
Boom. Here, let's just crop this bad boy. Crop. Bullets. Boom. And then I'll, come on, do the crop. There we go. Now, boom. Just like you said, this is not what a Cuban cigar would look like. This is what a Perdomo would look like. That big long tip like that. I mean, obviously I just swelled it a little bit, but those pointy tips like that are something that would immediately, you know, tell somebody like me that something's going on. So let's get down to what we had here. So somebody I know actually happened to grab these. And these are the pictures that he sent me. So here is the one of the Robania torps right up close. And when I saw it, I was just immediately kind of like, yeah, that's not real, dude. Then he zoomed in and he showed me a picture of the band. And just immediately my thoughts of the band were, A, Cuban bands, for some reason, the gold emboss, like on a Cuban band. And let me just go, I'm gonna switch back real quick.
It's not like a beautiful there. Gold.
No. So let me see if I can, like this Bolivar, and I'm, obviously this is a terrible screenshot, but it's not super shiny. It's kind of like a dull color, right?
It's got some age to it.
It's kind of dull. Whereas when you look at this guy, am I back to the screen share?
No, you're still there focusing on it.
Okay. Is the screen share now?
No, still on you.
Come on, Google. Google sucks today.
I'll tell you one thing. Those cigar bands look like they're fresh, hot off the presses from the Dominican Republic. Yeah,
there we go. There we go. So yeah. Let me put this.
Cigar band.
So this, you see how gold, how shiny the gold is, right? And just immediately when I looked at it, I just knew that when I saw that, I was like, yep, that's not real. And I'm not going to get into the details. I'm going to show you what a real one looks like right next to it. And we'll go from there. So here's a real one. And you can see the tip is not pointy. It's very rounded. And that's pretty much every Habanos torpedo. So now here's what the two bands look like next to each other. And over here is the fake one. And if you look at the fake one, you'll see this row of bubbles right here, right?
Those are called dots.
Dots, bubbles, whatever. It bleeds into the five. And then when you look at the R doesn't have kind of this white border shadowing along with the leaves as well. The leaves have kind of a white kind of outline, you know what I mean, to give them a little bit of depth and clarity. And the sheen of the gold is just completely different. Then we had, here is the Mani 2 that was in question. And actually, when you look at it from afar, I mean, if you're looking at these two smokes, you know, it doesn't look that bad, to be completely honest. So when we zoom in, you see, whoops, you see the pointy tip. And then to me, there's like a sheen to the fake Monte Cristo bands. Like they have kind of a gloss to them. And you can tell by this white light. When I saw that right there, I was like, yeah, that's not real. And you put it next to, here it is kind of zoomed in. And it just has a weird sheen to it. And you can see the fleur-de-lis is off just a little bit. And you compare it next to a real one. And there's your color. The color's different, right? It's a little bit browner. It doesn't have as much of a kind of a brick red hue to it. And it just doesn't look right. Then this one blew my mind, right? Diplomaticos.
Bro.
Yeah.
We've fake Diplos.
So here is the Diplos have the same kind of pointy head, and I'll find the picture in a little bit. But tell me which one of these is the real one, left or right. Which one do you think is real?
Man, I got to look at the damn screen. Shit. Left.
Yep.
Right. Left.
Let me tell you why. The left one is real. And unfortunately, I didn't put a picture of a full body shot of both of them. But what was weird is when I looked at this one, because I've never seen fake Diplomaticos. I mean, it's not something that you would fake.
Why would you fake it? I don't get it.
Exactly. And the bands are really close. But specifically, the one thing that stood out is if you look at this band on the right, you see this little dot where the mouse is hovering around in the carriage? In the carriage, there's a yellow dot, a big yellow kind of blank spot. And that right there was the dead giveaway. And then underneath the carriage, you could tell that these little steps to get on the carriage were different. They have like red outlines, not black outlines like this. But it was really, really interesting because I mean, you never see fake Diplos. Fake Romanians and fake Diplos is insane. Then we had you can kind of see the fake Diplo in the background there. Here's the fake Upman Winston, right? And really what's crazy about this is this old band is easy to fake. That's what they look like. The only thing that is kind of off telling to me is how wide the margin is right here. But I can't say that that's outside of the realm of Cuba being Cuba, you know, other than the fact that it's so far outside of that realm that it would raise questions. And then seeing this funky vein right up there, that picture, you can see how wide the margin is of how terrible it's cut. That's and down bad. Here, there's like, yeah, I mean, the cut is so bad. It's like, okay. And here's a real one. And this one is, you know, interesting because it looks pretty much the same. The only thing that's different is the margins are a little bit better centered. You know what I mean? It still has a funky vein right there, but those are some of the old 05s that I have. And then these ones were great. Some Partagas.
Dang. Rock gold.
Yeah, but, yeah, when I saw those, I was just laughing. I mean, the band on those is just terrible. Like, when you look at this band, that again, here's the sheen from the gold that I'm talking about, where the gold is really shiny and polished. That was the first giveaway when I looked at them. I was just like, yeah, no way. Same with Robena's. I mean, they're just, the gold is not as polished and not as reflective. It's not as, like, mirror-like, you know? And specifically, that is that band specifically. Here's the at the bottom here is the latest band. This is the newest band. It should say Havana Cuba under it. So that means that this band was done in either 2002 or before, 2002 to 2007 or before. These are the two bands that came before it. And when you look at it, just kind of looking at some of the details here, if you look at the coins don't touch this kind of half circle where the shields and whatnot are in and the crown. On the fake, you see the shields touching it, you know, so the margins aren't right. You see on all of those, they're not like that. Then you see kind of the indentations and the imprints are really bad. And the Cifuentes is off. You know, and it was just kind of, and I've seen some funky old Partagas bands, you know, that look terrible, but they still look legit. Like, they don't look as bad as this, let alone when you look at that wrapper, you could tell that that wrapper's fake as hell, you know. But I thought it was interesting. And then, you know, seeing the, I guess I cropped the picture out of the bullet tips, but the basically, I guess the point that I'm trying to get at for people is what's interesting to me is A, seeing Diplomaticos and Robena's faked. I mean, God, how often do you see Diplomaticos and Robena's being faked? I mean, that's, I can't say that I've ever seen any fake Diplos, dude.
As I said earlier, why would you fake a Diplo?
Yeah, no, exactly. Why would you fake a Diplo? That just makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. And so then on another, why would you ever fake a Robena? And the whole popularity with the VR thing and Hiroshi Robena it kind of got me thinking that maybe that's why we're going to start seeing more fake Robenas pop up. And at the end of the day, the people that got taken by this guy, if you will, all ended up getting squared, if you will. And I had some contact with the source. And once again, the source, when we talked about who the source was to the source that had these, it was a trusted source at his local shop. You know what I mean? And turns out, like, just looking at the guy's info, turns out dude lives in Florida. So some poor college kid lives in Florida, goes into some shop, he's smoking freaking whatever Alec Bradley's, because that's the popular shit, and some snake's like, no dude, I got these legitimate Cubans, and sells him a bunch of them, and then he goes and tries to turn them around. You know what I mean? And it's sad because he got burned. And at the end of the day, he made good, which was good, but most of the time they don't. But if lesson learned for people who are buying stuff like that, you really got to look close and you got to know what you're looking for, number one. Number two, it's better to know your source more than anything. So the guy that sold these and the guys that bought them, I mean, if you don't know your source, then don't buy them.
Know your guy, man. Know the guy.
And don't ever trust some moron at a shop. Can't tell you how many times I've had buddies go, "Hey, man, look at this. Tell me if this is real or fake." And it's like, "That's fake." I just look at it immediately. No, it's fake. "Where did you get it?" "Oh, I got it at this shop. The guy said it's Cuban." And I'm like, "Yeah, God, no." Like, there's a shop in town. There's a shop in my town that has them on the wall.
Terrible.
Which is ridiculous. They have Cohiba Cubans on the wall. And they are like, you know, 50 cent short filler crap sticks, dude. It's insane.
People buy them a lot?
Yeah. I mean, I know a bunch of people who have, and locally who have. And at that point, I'm like, yeah, no thanks. You know, I will never go in that shop again. And I even told one of my buddies who's a rep in the area, and I was like, "Hey, just FYI, next time you go in that shop, if you go in there, you know, smack them around a little bit for selling that crap to people, you know?" That's ridiculous, dude. It's completely uncalled for.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's pretty terrible.
So, anyways, that was my moment of fake BS.
I'm still shocked that people would fake Vegas and Diplo. It's just,
I know.
But I've never thought about it. And
really, I mean, when you consider the Diplo band, the fake Diplo band and fake Urbana bands are really good. You know what I mean? They're not, I mean, to the trained eye, yeah, no. But when I saw that Diplo band, I was like, I don't know. You know, and it wasn't until he sent me a picture of it right next to a real one, you know, it's like, yeah, that torpedo is definitely off, and that is not what it should look like, and that's probably not real, but man, that band looks good. And then as soon as you put it next to a real band, I mean, the only differences between the two were that little red, that little yellow dot, little teeny tiny dot in the middle of the freaking band.
And the
steps of the carriage having red accents as opposed to black accents. That's crazy. You know?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, you know, Robana's good.
It's almost the details that go into bands like Habanos in years past have never been that great. You know, you remember the years of the Ramon Iones bands were just terrible.
Oh, yeah, they were ugly.
Oh, they're ugly. They're terrible. It was brutal. And then, you know, they started doing better with like regionals. And then now it's just you get regular production, the bands are a lot better, and they look good. They do it all justice. But for a while, those bands were, I think that's what made them great. Those shitty ass.
You know what I should have taken some pictures too. One thing for folks to consider as well is the gold, that gold emboss over time turns green. And anybody who's aged any of those questionable bands like that, anybody who's aged any of the cigars, you know, Partagas or Ramon Iones or Bolivars, if you have an older one, you see that green. Upmans, you see that green. I mean, they get green over time. You know, it's crazy. And that's kind of a telling thing. If somebody's like, "Oh, this is an old Partagas or an old Bolivar or whatever," if it's not green like that, then chances are it's not real. And I shouldn't say that that's the kind of thing that you would say, "Oh, it's not green, so it's not real." But it's another thing to consider. You know, at the end of the day, there's so many things to consider. You know, there was one I came across recently that when I smoked it, it was a little controversial, but when I smoked it, at the end of the day, it was not a real Cohiba. It did not taste like it at all. It was disgusting. It was total asshole. You know, it was complete garbage. Like, there's no way that was Cuban. It may have had some Cuban qualities to it, and it may have been made in Cuba, but there's no way that was a Cohiba. There's no way.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
I had a fake Monte Cristo the other day where it's just, you could tell with the band, and you could just tell with the cigar itself. It's like, this ain't, this is fake. I smoked it, but it was fake.
Yeah, you typically last about, if you can make it halfway through it, more power to you. Yeah. Disgusting, you know.
Oh yeah. It's
like, although some of the higher end ones are Nicaraguan, Connecticut. Some of the Cohibas, the fake Cohibas, we got some fake Cohibas out of Canada, and I think I did it on one of our shows. They were Nicaraguan Connecticuts, and it wasn't a bad Connecticut. I mean, it was like a $2, you know, CI stick. You know, it had a triple cap on it. It was obviously a Connecticut shade wrapper, and it tasted like Nicaraguan tobacco. And you know, it was decent construction, and it probably was a cheap $2, you know, Nicaraguan or Dominican made with crappy Dominican tobacco.
So, you never know. It happens. So yeah, I mean, it's just, I have a guy who's got, local guy owns a restaurant. He gets all these fake Cubans all the time, and he swears by them, but it's like, no, it's fake. But I'll tell, they're fake Trinidads, and they're entertaining.
Yeah, we saw there was a guy running around, this dude popping into all the Facebook groups, who was selling fake Conde 109s, and he had Diplo Bushidos, like the 2014, which I can't wait to see this, but there's a Diplo 2014 Conde 109 Asia regional. And he was selling them, and it's like, no, these don't exist yet, dude. And I had a buddy who's friends with Rob. Ayala confirmed that no, they hadn't hit the Asian market yet, just to be sure. And sure enough, it's like, yeah, this guy does not have these. There's no way he has them. And nobody in Asia has, and that's retarded. But it was crazy. I mean, it was sad because that guy took some people, and he had fake Trinidads, he had fake Anahatos, and his Monte Anahatos were obviously fake because they had the gold fleur de lis.
Oh, they're the new them. Band.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it was, you know, it was sad because I'm pretty sure this guy, he got kicked out of several groups on Facebook, but I know he probably took people for some cash, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Offering up crazy, you know, oh, look at these Conde 109s and Diplo regionals and, you know, all the new Cohiba Robusto Supremo and Monte Anahatos, and he had all this stuff before it hit the market.
Jeez. You know?
It was pretty sad because there was a bunch of people that got taken, unfortunately. But it is what it is. What are you going to do? You know?
What are you going to do? What happened?
At the end of the day, educate yourself. Know your source.
All you can do is so you can prevent it from hitting you. I think the new Cohiba band should help out some.
But I mean, there's... I'm sure those are going to be fake soon too, because I mean that in that picture was a fake Bahike band, and to be completely honest, when you looked at the fake Bahike, you know, one of the guys that got the fake Bahike, actually that got the picture that I showed first with all the Robanas and the Bahike and the Esplanito, he was like, yeah, I mean, in the picture it looked legit, and then when I put it right next to it, he's like, that's when I could tell, but unless you had it right next to a real Bahike, you wouldn't be able to tell right off the bat just looking at it, you know what I mean? I mean, that's kind of, it's crazy because the Bahike band is not supposed to be faked, you know? And yeah, the new Cohiba band is not supposed to be fake. It's supposed to be harder to fake, and they're already faking them, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things that will happen just because people can do it. People want to make the money off of it. But we should also. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go. Makes you wonder what.
I was just going to say, it makes me wonder if the fakers out there, the guys that are faking everything, are making it a point to make all these new bands and spend a little bit more money to make the fake ones look as good as it is, you know.
Oh, I mean, so. See how much you can invest and make some money off of it. Absolutely.
Because in the past, the fakes were just terrible. looking, yeah. but they're getting better, you know, more and more. That's one thing I notice is that the fakes that are out there that I see are getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
Which is sad, unfortunately. It sucks.
It is what it is. But next show, 28, we got a special guest on.
Yes.
Colin Gamley. I think I pronounced
What's his name again?
Colin Gamley, I think it is.
Colin? Colin. I friended him on Facebook, so.
Yeah. He, Troy, he used to be the editor of Cigar Journals.
Cigar oh, Journal. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And awesome. I don't know, what's gonna know
shit.
What he's done. I haven't talked about it, but he's been going to Cuba for 10 years. Obviously, you know, when he did Cigar Journal and so forth. Mm-hmm. Now he's in Nicaragua. He's got Twin Engine Coffee. And he
Which
just
is ridiculous.
Lost. Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't. Maybe he just didn't launch Cigar Tourism, where you can go on trips to the Dominican, Nicaragua. But they're now doing trips to Cuba.
Yeah.
He's going to be talking about that, and we'll be asking questions about Cuba and just probably talking about a lot of stuff, Cuban cigars, coffee, everything.
Oh, I can't, dude. I seriously, I'm going to work him so hard for free coffee. You have no idea how hard I'm going to work
him. He's got great coffee.
It is
you
ridiculous.
You can get his coffee. If you go to Twin Engine Coffee, you can buy the bags. Great coffee.
As a complete and total coffee snob, his stuff is fantastic. It is absolutely ridiculous. Like I've bought Nicaraguan beans from several different vendors since then because I can't find his Nicaraguan beans. Or if I can, I mean, you can buy them online. They're just expensive. But man, his medium roast elephant beans are freaking amazing. They are super, super, super chocolatey. Like, it's just, oh, so good. So good. So when I saw you post that, I was like, oh, I don't care about the Cubans. I mean, that'd be fun and all, but I want to work this dude for some free coffee.
Let's talk about coffee, dude.
Because it's really interesting. I mean, coffee is like anything else. You have all the different regions have different flavors to them. So it's very much like tobacco in that regard. And
I don't know as much about coffee, but you know, you get enough into it, you can start seeing all this stuff. You're like, wow. So, and all this coffee is Nicaraguan. It's all Nicaraguan coffee.
But it's very interesting. There is one other thing that we should notice that we should tell everybody about. It's been a news that hit today, because it kind of plays into this, is today, I believe, Obama did an executive order, and he took Cuba off the terrorist list. So Cuba is no longer considered a country that supports terrorism, because for the last 6 months, they have not supported terrorism. And it makes me wonder if, you know, all this has been going on, like, you know, they went 6 months ago and said, okay, here's the first step you guys need to do is you need to not support these people and those people and blah, 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 blah. And let's work towards, you know, better relations. And so the first step obviously was the, easing some of the restrictions on them. And then this seems like it's the second step. So who knows how many steps it'll take before, you know, relations and free travel are resumed. But at least at this point, you know, from what I've been told from several folks is that guys like, and I don't know exactly how this Colin gentleman does his thing, but doors have been opened up for, not directly for tourism, but for specific related tourists. You have to do it a certain way, you know what I mean? Which is how he's
I listened to an interview and I've heard about it because there are still requirements and the fact that there's this educational aspect and you have to spend time with people, you know, kind of bring societies together and have one another become more well aware of it. That way you can build a relationship that way, which, you know, it makes sense. It's smart. so it'll be a great conversation. If you have questions, email us or message us. You can message us, message Habanos Critic and One Embargo on Facebook. You can email us at wetembargo@gmail.com.
Maybe what we should do is do a post announcing that he's coming on Habanos Critic, because people can comment on the Google Plus. You know what I mean? They can comment. Like, if they comment on a review, we get a notification that they comment on the review, and we could track it. So that might be a good way to do it, for give people the ability to go on, you know, the article itself, and just we'll maybe post a brief paragraph of, hey, he's going to come in and talk about this and blah, 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 blah. If you have any questions, post them here. And that way people can start hammering away, and then we can just hammer him questions during the whole show. You know what I mean? Or maybe do a blog post or forum post on Cigar Federation or something like that. Go from there and see, because I'm sure people have tons of questions. I'll have tons of questions.
Yeah, Catfish and I'll have some questions, but if you have questions, let us know. Give it to us ahead of time. I want to be able to get them the questions, and that way we're not getting redundant questions right after one another. So it'll be a good time. Learn a lot. Talk about a lot of stuff. I'm really looking forward to his input too, because you know he smoked a lot of cigars. I mean, he was a cigar journalist. He smokes a lot of variety. I think he's like you and I in the sense that he doesn't just smoke Nicaraguans or Cubans. He smokes cigars from all over. Yeah. So it'll be really interesting to hear what he has to say and what he thinks.
And I'm sure living in Nicaragua, he probably gets all sorts of weasel love. You know what I mean? sure, he probably gets tons of it, especially working with – I know he works with Akil and Regis, and he works with
– He did a blend with Skip. The Intemperance, which is a really good blend. I've never paired it with a cigar, but the coffee itself is pretty great. We'll check it out. You know, that's kind of wrapping it up for us. We want to tell all of our international sponsors, as always, check out iHavanas.com.
Yep.
They're on the website. Great place to get authentic Habanos.
Yep, they ship worldwide. I don't think they ship to Canada, but they ship worldwide. He guarantees shipment. Great guy. Email Brian at ihavanas.com. Let him know that Catfish and Tuna from Habanos Critics sent you over, and he'll hook you up. He's a great guy, and he's been very good to us so far. So we appreciate his support, and we want to support him back.
Yeah.
And so for all those people out there in the Ukraine, you can contact him. You know, the Ukraine is our second most traffic, dude.
Those Ukrainians,
which is hilarious, because if you ever go in the referring sites section of the Google Make, whatever we call it, basically on our website, we can look at numbers and see where all of our traffic is coming from, see for where the referring URLs are, see what countries are coming in to look, and see
a lot of international stuff, but we get some American.
Yeah, and. What was interesting was when I was looking at some of the referring Ukrainian sites, there's like porn sites weird. And I'm like, where are we getting a referral from this site? You know, but who knows? And it's probably somewhere. And it's funny because some of them you'll see like some weird site and you're like, why did we get a referral from that site? And you have to go look, and then there'll be like a forum somewhere. And some guy just said, hey, check out this site, blah, 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 blah. They did this. And you'll get hits out of it. I mean, it's a trip, but who knows?
Who knows?
But I thought it was hilarious. Some of them were extremely inappropriate websites, but hey, they're sending us hits. So you go for it, you Ukrainians. We're down. Send us that traffic.
That's it.
To end the show, how was your Anahatos?
Disappointing. How's the Benelux? Rodolfo.
It's a little green by now. It's a little green, just young, but... I'll be honest. It didn't have some of the typical Bolivar flavors that I associated with it. But here's what I'll say about this, because I don't know if we're going to do a show on this or not. But for people who are out there who are interested in it, it is a very expensive cigar because it is so large. I mean, Rodolfo, it's like 7.25 by 54, I want to say, or something like that. It's big. And to be completely honest, if this reminds me of anything, when June gave us those 98s Coronas, remember how they were really like light and soft and kind of fruity?
Yeah. Right? I hate it.
Remember those? I was really, I love
that.
But I would think that this will kind of age into that realm, I think, over time. But it'll take a lot of time. So this is the kind of cigar that if you were interested in getting some of these, it would just be an investment, really. You know, but I would say buy two boxes, put one down, smoke one a year from the other box. And if you don't like it in 5 or 6 years, the other box is probably going to double in value, you know. So
it's a good one. I love it. There's another good one too from the Netherlands, that little Ramon Iones, which you need to smoke.
Yeah, we're going to have the Ramon versus Ramon battle here soon.
So I just did the
Run Embargo Thunderdome. We're definitely going to do Thunderdome. It's coming up soon. It's in the next, I think we got Coffee Dude, then we got LCDHs, and then I think we should do Thunderdome after that.
Thunderdome. Well, that's for it. Sure. 20, 25, Run Embargo.
Roll it.